Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, June 15th. Half the month has gone by already. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you just barely from Washington. I have not been feeling good the last couple of days, folks. These allergies combined with a summer cold are just enough to get you down. But, you know, I tell you, there's so much in the news and so much going on in the world that, you know, it's... I guess I have to look at it that way. A lot worse things are happening to a lot better people than me. So I'm lucky to be safe and sound here in my little apartment here in Washington. This situation in Palestine is particularly sad, folks. I picked up the paper today. I managed to drag myself out of bed and have some dinner this evening and read the sad news in the papers that the Palestinians are destroying themselves from within. Fatah versus Hamas. I'm not going to take a position either way there because it's an internal matter for the Palestinians. And it's kind of like Gaza versus the West Bank. Look at it in several different ways, but I do know this much, that the Israelis are celebrating because there's nothing more than the Israelis love than to see the rest of the world divided, and particularly when it comes to the Palestinians, who are the who are not by choice, I might add, the thorn in the side of Zionist imperialism, the most immediate victims of what the Israelis. They weren't Israelis then; they were Jews from all over the world who came in and stole that land in the late 1940s and established a state known as Israel in 1948, stealing it from the Christian and Muslim Palestinian natives. Well, to switch gears for a moment, haven't heard anything about what's going on in New Hampshire with the case of Ed and Elaine Brown, but my understanding is RBN's own John Stadtmiller has gone up there to cover things, and I'm sure John will be bringing us some inside news before all is said and done. That's a case, you know, which could turn into a real Holocaust. God forbid that it does. But I think the prayers for all of us go out to Ed and Elaine Brown and to all people who have stood up to government tyranny. It's, you know, there's been quite a few people over the years who've been shot down by their own governments, by their own government here in this country. You know, everybody knows the story of Gordon Call. Everybody knows what happened to Randy Weaver. He survived but lost his wife and boy and the family dog. There was Farmer Arthur Kirk out in Nebraska. Oh, the list goes on and on. And, you know, it's sad that our government has become so corrupt and so misguided and so populated with truly evil people that when good people dare to stand up, they are painted as the bad guys. They are painted as the extremists. They are painted as the troublemakers. And that, of course, we know is not the case at all. And that just all brings us full circle to the reason why independent media voices such as the Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press and the Idaho Observer and too many, many publications and internet websites, too numerous to mention. That's why we're all out here, folks, trying to give a voice to those voices that are not otherwise heard in the rumble and the ramblings and the racket. Just the plain old noise that you get from the mass media in this country. And that's what it is, folks. It's a lot of noise and flashy images. They're designed to keep you confused, designed to keep you in the dark, and prevent you from really understanding just what the hell is going on in this country. As I always say, if someone is being attacked in the mass media, it's probably a good sign that they're actually pretty good.
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Coming to you live from Washington, right here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening here because you can handle the truth. Well, I do have some good news, folks. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. If I didn't, I meant to, and if I did, it's good news, it's worth repeating again. Thanks to the good offices of one of our callers here, you may know him as Bob from Washington, D.C., Bob and I chatted personally on the phone last week, and since that time, he has been in touch with the one and only Eustace Mullins. Eustace is indeed in a nursing home, as I believe I had mentioned that. Eustace had been in a nursing home after having a seizure and having, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there were at least a heart attack or a stroke and some other problems, but needless to say, Eustace expects to be going home, back to the family farm, so to speak. It's his family home for generations, and that's good news. Eustace is, 84 years old, and, a lot of times when people end up in a nursing home at 84 years old, they don't come home, but Eustace has always been a fighter, and he's licked cancer, and he's licked a couple problems over the years, and I just say again, let's say a prayer for Eustace, and thanks to Bob from D.C. for getting in touch with Eustace. A lot of people have been trying to call him, but Bob found out where he was, and it appears everything is okay there. And that's good news, folks. Okay, interesting item, folks. Hello? If my producer's out there, I think I've been cut off. Hello? Hello? Okay. Sorry, folks, I thought I'd lost contact with the network there. Some strange sounds on my phone, but as I always say to those who are talking to me on the phone, when you get those strange sounds, oh, that's the most... In any case, folks, and my producer says to me off the air, he says, but I'm scaring the hell out of him. Well, folks, you know, speaking of scaring the hell out of people, one thing that should be mentioned here, and this is something that that Mark Glenn and I both failed to mention here the other night on the program when we were talking about the sad and unexpected death in an automobile accident of Mr. Thompson, who has been working in the case of the USS Liberty. And that is this, that he is not the first person who was closely connected to the events surrounding the USS Liberty who died under what can only be described as premature circumstances, so to speak, or circumstances that were out of the ordinary. The fact is that back, I believe, in the late 1970s or early, maybe possibly early 1980s, and unfortunately my file on this is beyond reach at this moment, but there was a gentleman by the name of Norman Wallen, W-A-L-L-E-N, Norman Wallen, was actively involved in the issue of the USS Liberty and was trying to put together, at that time, if not a major motion picture, a Hollywood-style motion picture, but certainly at least a documentary on the subject. And consequently, Norman Wallen had a lot of contacts with a lot of people who were very interested in the subject. And Norman Wallen was found dead in his home. And as I believe Mark reminded me, he was shot twice. He was shot twice, but they said it was a suicide. Now, sometimes suicides do shoot themselves twice. But other times, other times they don't. Now, so what really happened to Norman Wallen, we'll never know, but we do know that Norman Wallen was very much involved in trying to get the word out about the Liberty at a time when even a lot of the USS Liberty survivors had not yet begun speaking out. So there's Norman Wallen dead under those circumstances. And I was reminded also that Anthony Pearson, author of the first book ever on the attack on the Liberty, which was published in Britain, Conspiracy of Silence. Anthony Pearson himself died at a fairly young age, early 40s, after he had published that book, after he had broken some ground on the USS Liberty and brought it to a lot of attention it had never received before. And at the time, he was working on what has been described as another book, another project that could have been presumably considered embarrassing to the state of Israel. Okay, so that's Anthony Pearson. And then we had Norman Wallen. Now, of course, Richard Thompson has died in what all we know is that he died in a car accident. So this is not a case of crying wolf. This is just a case of pointing out the fact that that there's three key people involved in a very in-depth way in digging out information about the USS Liberty from sources other than the survivors. This is what's very important, folks. These three people, all of whom died prematurely, so to speak, were all involved in making contacts around the globe with people from various governments and intelligence agencies. And in at least two of the cases that I'm aware of, these people were obviously making contact with high-level people who were definitively trying to give them information that was not in the public realm. So I guess I would question, what are the odds of three such key people all involved in one issue in which a lot of people were not involved dying under such circumstances? That's just my rhetorical question there. For the record, folks, because I think it's kind of interesting. Regarding the USS Liberty, although there are a lot of people, I was just talking to a very dear friend of mine on the phone the other day, and I was really surprised when he commented that an older gentleman, he said to me, he says, oh, I think this USS Liberty thing is a thing of the past. is I think we've got to get beyond that. And, well, I must tell you, although I have respect for the elderly, I jumped on my friend and I said, well, I said, I don't know about that. I said, I look at the things that Mark Glenn has been writing in American Free Press, and I said, as I say again and again and again, this is an issue that is not going to go away. It's an issue that people need to know about because it says so much about the corruption, particularly of our U.S. foreign policy. Now, of course, you know, you can agree or disagree with that. That happens to be my personal opinion on the matter. But needless to say, I think it's interesting that there's an apologist for Israel who operates out of Israel. His name is Stephen Plaut, P-L-A-U-T. He has actually recently made the charge that there are neo-Nazis who are pretending to be survivors of the USS Liberty who are coming out and saying things about the attack on the USS Liberty. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. I think the guys on the USS Liberty recognized their shipmates, and I don't think there were any neo-Nazis aboard the USS Liberty, and I don't think that there are any neo-Nazis who are out there pretending to be survivors, unless, of course, they've undergone some really classic plastic surgery and learned to change their voices. But let's be serious, folks. I don't think that's happened, although maybe the Israelis are putting out a conspiracy theory to that effect, that there's some Dr. Frankenstein-like neo-Nazi scientist out there who's taking neo-Nazis and doing plastic surgery on the faces of these neo-Nazis and getting them to pretend that they're USS Liberty survivors. Well, that sounds like the kind of conspiracy theories we get out of the Israelis and their supporters. I mean, we've had these conspiracy theories about the Holocaust knocking around for 60 years, and, you know, they want us to keep talking about the Holocaust and remembering the Holocaust and never forgetting and never forgiving. But, you know, it's interesting. This Stephen Plaut, on his website, attacking the USS Liberty survivors and attacking anyone who's dared to criticize Israel for the attack on the Liberty, this is what Stephen Plaut, an Israeli, says. He says, after 40 years, it is time to close the book. Let those who lost their lives rest in peace and be honored in treasured memory. Let the survivors be honored and respected, and let them and their families have peace and closure. Talk about chutzpah. Talk about hypocrisy. In other words, this guy is saying, this Israeli is saying, all right, 40 years have gone by. Let's shut up about it. It was an accident. Forget about it. And then he goes on to say, let the survivors be honored and respected, and let them and their families have peace and closure. Well, this Israeli troublemaker who's attacking the survivors of the USS Liberty is basically saying that they will have peace and that the survivors will have peace and closure if we forget about the Liberty. No, I'm sorry. As you heard here on this program 1 week ago today, the survivors will only get peace and closure when the U.S. government and the Israeli government fess up and tell the real truth about what happened on June 8, 1967. And isn't it interesting that Stephen Plaut, this Israeli writer, who says that something that happened 40 years ago, it's time to close the book on it, it's time to forget about it, he still, on his same website, goes on and on in this hysterical rant talking about the Holocaust and saying how we must remember the Holocaust. We must not forget it. We must repudiate those who are daring to question the details of it. Now, talk about hypocrisy, folks. If there's any proof of hypocrisy, it stands there. Well, we're going to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to make another comment about Mr. Plaut and some of his rhetorical rantings regarding USS Liberty matter, but I'm inviting you to call in here, folks. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Don't have to talk about the Liberty, of course. I'm just talking about it because it's in the news, or it should be in the news, and I'm trying to keep it in the news, even though 40 years have passed. I don't think it's time to close the book. I think it's time to tear the book wide open and expose the truth. All right, this is Michael Collins, Piper. Stay tuned, folks.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
And before we went to the break, I was talking about this Stephen Plout and how he says that the way to honor the Liberty survivors and give them peace and closure is to forget about it. Well, of course, the Liberty survivors and the families of the victims say otherwise. They say that the book shouldn't be closed. They say that the, well, in effect, they say the book has never been written. You know, the final word on the subject, it's the final judgment, dare I turn a phrase there, the final judgment on the USS Liberty has never been written because we really don't know all the details. What we do know is that so much of it has been covered up. And think about how many things that have happened since the USS Liberty that people actually know more about, and we know that we've been lied to about that. I mean, far fewer Americans know about the USS Liberty than they know about things such as the Oklahoma City bombing, and certainly, needless to say, 9-1-1, just to pull two major traumatic events of history that certainly affected the lives of actually a lot more people in some respects directly. But again, you know, the thing about it is this attack on the USS Liberty, to put it in historical context, it could have been the touch point for a nuclear war. Thank God it wasn't. If the USS Liberty had sunk, if there hadn't been survivors, if the attack had failed, and failed it did, inexplicably one might say, but on the other hand, one might say that God God was looking out for the men of the Liberty and preserved most of them and kept the Liberty from sinking. If the Liberty had been sunk, as the Israelis and their collaborators in the United States government wanted it to be, that attack would have been blamed on the Egyptians and the plan for a nuclear attack on Cairo, a nuclear decimation of the most powerful Arab state at the time, would have been accomplished. And you know, it's really interesting, if that had happened, folks, oddly enough, we probably wouldn't be in Iraq today or considering a nuclear attack or some kind of attack on Iran, because the Israelis would have achieved their dream of a greater Israel and consolidated it back in 1967. As it was, they only got bits and pieces of it, but they've been working relentlessly to get it ever since. Well, all of that having been said, folks, the point is this, that this issue of the USS Liberty is, whether you realize it or not, a very key element to understanding the bigger picture of what's happening in the world today, even though it took place 40 years ago. Just as I always say, going back to the Kennedy assassination in 1963, all of these things, you know, really, if you look at it, the Kennedy assassination, at least in my view, had an Israeli connection. The USS Liberty certainly did. I have believed from the beginning that the Israelis had a hand in the Oklahoma City bombing. That's something that no one wants to touch with a 10-foot pole. I've written about it in my book, The Judas Goats. And, of course, 911, of course, was an Israeli operation through and through. A lot of people, of course, don't like to say that. It's much safer to just blame it on the U.S. government, but it goes a little deeper than that. In any case, the thing is, there are all these different pressure points that can be used to attract the attention of people. You know, some people say Building 7 is where it's at. Some people believe that fighting the issue of the Holocaust is where it's at. I have said time and again that I think a lot of people can be made aware of the Zionist problem, for want of a better way of putting it, by taking a look at the Israeli role in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. But the one indisputable thing, the one thing there is no theory, there is no doubt about, the Israelis did the Liberty. They did the attack on the Liberty. They did the terrible things that day. What they're trying to deny, though, is they did it deliberately, but the evidence is out there. We know they did it deliberately. There can be no doubt about it. And why this is interesting, folks, to bring all of this full circle, is the fact that it's not just people like Mark Glenn and American Free Press and I who are talking about it still. The people on the other side are still talking about it. Even George Mason University's History News Network has published an article by this Judge Crystal saying why you shouldn't pay any attention to the claims that Israel attacked the USS Liberty deliberately. Kind of funny, on their website they say, because the past is the present and the future too. Well, that's right. George Mason University is right about that, but George Mason University is wrong when they promote the lies of this Judge Crystal out of Florida. He's another Israeli apologist whose lies have been perpetuated by John McCain. When John McCain wants to say that the Israelis it was all an accident, John McCain cites the work of Judge J. Crystal down in Florida. Crystal, by the way, is C-R-I-S-T-O-L. And you know, it's funny, this guy, Stephen Plout, this Israeli, he quotes Justice Stephen Breyer of the Supreme Court, who said laughingly, "I'm now at the age where I remember quite clearly and with great detail many things that never actually happened." Well, in other words, Plout is saying that the survivors of the Liberty are remembering things that never actually happened. Well, I'm here to tell Mr. Plout that same measuring stick can be used about the claims by so many people who witnessed things in the Holocaust, so they said, that never actually happened. All right, folks, you're welcome to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Take your chances, win or lose.
Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. And we have got a caller from Washington, and I assume it's probably the same caller from Washington I made reference to earlier. Bob. Let's bring Bob up and find out if it is the Bob or not.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
It's the Bob. How you doing tonight, Bob? Actually, I'm not doing too well, but yeah. You know what? I know I'm probably doing a hell of a lot better than our friend Eustace Mullins, but then again, he's a lot older than I am, and the last we heard, we had some good reports on him. What's
the
story?
I just want to clarify it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I do have a few other things to say.
Go ahead, yeah.
But what he had was a very minor stroke, which was associated with a perforated appendix.
Okay.
So, I think that's a better prognosis since he survived it, which he did, and he's in good health now.
Yes.
I mean, that's a very dangerous thing until you get over it.
Exactly,
But he doesn't have his heart is still strong as a bull, and, as a bull's heart, and he had a very minor stroke associated with it. So I think that's better news than what you thought it was.
Yes, it is. Indeed it is, very much so, because like you say, that ruptured appendix, that can kill people 20 years old. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But if you get through it, that's it. You know, there's no more appendix. They just seal it up. And the other thing, is suicide, the two-shot suicide. Well, usually that's done with two guns, as in the case of Meriwether Lewis. He committed suicide by using two guns. And this was, over about 100 years ago, unfortunately.
You don't remind 200 me. That reminds me also, don't mean to interrupt there, Bob, but there was a guy named Spiro. I'm getting old like Stephen Breyer. I'm getting old and I don't remember all the details, but there was a guy in California, Spiro, who used to work for the Mossad, and he broke with them, and they managed to make him commit suicide through multiple means as well, kind of like Rasputin. They never said Rasputin shot himself and stabbed himself and poisoned himself, but if they could have said that, they probably would have said that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have a little more here. It's just sort of off topic.
Yeah, no, go ahead. There is no topic here.
I found a great website, nndb.com, and what it is, it's a name bank. It's like a database for names. It's liberal. In fact, right now they have a picture of Frank Zappa on their opening page, but it's pretty inclusive. It has Willis Cardo in there and a lot of his details. You're not in there, Mike.
That's either good or bad. I'm not sure which. give us those initials again. They weren't clear to me.
It's very simple. It's NNDB. That's Nancy David Bryan.
Okay, Nancy David Bryan. NNDB.com.
Right.
Okay.
Great little site, and I think it can do nothing but get better. And unfortunately, while I was waiting here, I've been trying to get a. My dad was. Was a radio man in the Air Force in World War II, and he flew C-47s. He did over 78 sorties. Not too many people did that many. He got in early. He started in 1940.
Okay.
And stuck right through the end of the war. Well, anyway, he was a C-47 radio man, and also he was for some flights he was on the four engine version. But his pilot for part of the war was a guy by the name of Tom Poston, who was the comedian. I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been trying to get... I have my dad's group photo and his and Poston's group photo. Now, Poston was an officer, so and my dad was an NCO, was a staff sergeant, so they had different group photos. So I don't have the use for the officer's group photo, and I've been trying for a year or two to get a hold of them. You just can't get a hold of them. It's so hard to get a hold of famous people.
Well, you know, Tom Poston just died.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So what I did is I plugged his name into this thing, and I was really kind of shocked, and he just died on April 30th.
Exactly. I remember reading the obituary, yeah.
So, anyway, now that I've got this, I've got the name of his children, and I'll somehow get in contact with them in time and send them off this picture so they have it. I'm sure they'd like it. But it is kind of an interesting thing. Just one final thing, Mike.
What did you say, Bob?
Oh, I said I'm just going to. His children are also listed, so I'll bet I'll be able to get in.
Oh yeah,
with
I would
them.
Think so. You might be able to get in touch with them, right?
Exactly, or Suzanne Plachette, one or the other. But one other thing, in regards to this Ed Brown thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this has been bothering me for a long time, and I hadn't mentioned to say anything, but when you know when I wanted to clarify the thing about Eustace, I figure I may bring this up in a rhetorical fashion. I really have suspicions about people like Aaron Russo. And a question I have for him rhetorically, since he's not on, and I was going to wait until he got on, but maybe I won't have the chance. Does Aaron Russo pay his taxes?
You know, I'll tell you what, that's a very, 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 very good question, because, and I'm not aiming it specifically at Aaron Russo, but, you know, years ago, and I'm not going to mention any names here,
mm-hmm.
years ago, one of my colleagues at the Spotlight posed that question to one particular attorney who was active in the anti-IRS movement, and he was encouraging people not to pay their taxes. And she asked this particular attorney whether or not he paid his taxes, and he wouldn't give her a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the problem. This is the problem with this whole tax thing.
Yep.
You know, I hate the IRS just as much as everybody else.
Yep.
But I do, you know, oddly enough, I do have to say that in my dealings with the IRS, and I've had some problems over the years with getting back taxes paid and so forth, you know, but because, you know, we can't keep up. Hardly anybody can really keep up when it comes right down to it.
Well, you know, it's strange because this is a battle that is not, you know, it's a distraction more than something that could effectively help us out. It's a real distraction. And I guarantee you, I always look at things from a sort of a battlefield or a geostrategic point of view. And this is a stupid battle to fight. I mean, they're going to lose. They are automatic victims.
Well, you know, I have these people. I remember when I owed some back taxes, and I was working with the IRS to make the arrangements to pay it, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as I say, I have to say, I've heard some real horror stories about the IRS, but I have to say that all the people I dealt with at the IRS were very, very professional. I'm sure there's some bad people in there, just like there are in many, many government agencies, but they seem to be trying to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had people coming to me and saying, oh, well, you don't have to pay the IRS, and they don't have any jurisdiction over you. And they were telling me, you know, that, okay, well, if you don't pay them, you know, they don't have any jurisdiction over you. And I said, well, what about if they come around with guns and handcuffs and take me away? And this person in particular, who was a follower of this particular lawyer that I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
this person said to me, well, oh, you don't have to worry about that because, and then they went through this long explanation as to how the IRS has no jurisdiction over American citizens. And I said, well, why then do people go to jail?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've always had some very serious concerns about that because, you know, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have the IRS, and an even more perfect than that would be that if there was an IRS, it wouldn't have any jurisdiction over American citizens.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that even if everything is correct about what they're talking about, is it the smart battle to fight? Now,
well,
just think, now I think it's Edney Lane, they're damn wealthy. I mean, they've got over $4 million, I believe, you know, between them. That's what I've read or heard anyway, and a lot anyway, even if that's an incorrect figure. Just think if they paid off the IRS and then took, let's say, half of the rest of the money and fought for putting Larry Silverstein in the clink and really
okay.
go
I mean,
after World Trade Center.
Yeah, there's a million things to be done, or they could spend the other half of the money promoting legislation to abolish the IRS. And, you know, there's actually several major presidential candidates or figures are actually putting forth programs suggesting that we could eventually eliminate taxes on American income and substitute it with other forms of taxation, you know, and hey, you know, why not consider that, you know? But I understand what you're saying, you know. I mean, my prayers go out to Ed and Elaine Brown, and I admire them for what they're doing.
They're caught up in their own philosophy, and my problem with Aaron Russo is I think he's just fuel to the fire, and you know it seems to me like it might just be another case of let's you and him have a fight, you know and these people do that. Aaron Russo, I'm pretty sure, is a Hollywood linked Jewish guy, and I'll tell you that's enough for me to raise my suspicions.
Well, I think, you know, I tell you, as I say, I don't know the man, you know, so I can't comment on him, but I know a lot of good people. I've known a lot of good people over the years who are very sincere in their criticisms of the IRS, and they truly believe in what they've been saying, you know, and so, you know, I'm not going to criticize them for it, but, you know, I am very cautious myself. I personally never endorse any particular. Well, let's put it this way. I'll be candid here. I have to say that I can't endorse anybody's proposal that you don't pay your taxes, because I know what has happened to too many good people who have not paid their taxes. And yeah. I think our tax system is horrible. I think it's criminal. I think it's nothing yep. less than a collection agency.
Well,
Israel and yep. for the international banks.
Yep, part of the whole tax system was to avoid the tax or the whole deal in 1913 was to turn around what we had done earlier in the 19th century, and that was part and parcel of the reason that McKinley was killed. McKinley was the expert in Congress of tariffs.
Exactly,
yep.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct.
And so they had to kill him to eliminate one problem anyway. And along the way, they got in Teddy Roosevelt, who was nothing more than a British imperialist in American clothes.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no difference between Woodrow Wilson and Teddy Roosevelt, and that was a big joke of the 1912 election.
Yeah.
Bob, listen, I got a couple more callers, so I got to move on.
Thank you very much for the time you gave me, Mike.
Yeah,
have a good weekend.
It, Bob.
Take care of yourself.
All righty. Okay, let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Mike, how you doing?
Well, I'm here. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, that's better than nothing. That's
yeah.
Good. I recently saw, I downloaded off a website, the four-part series on Fox News in, I think it was in 2002 or 3, where they exposed Israeli spying. Did you see that?
Yes. You know, that's an interesting piece. I don't know what to make of that because, you know, Fox News...
You know what I was going to say along with what you're about to say is I sat there and watched the whole thing literally with my mouth open the whole time thinking to myself, how did this get on the air on Fox News? And Carl Cameron is Jewish. I mean, I just sat there thinking, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I've never known exactly what to make of that because, you know, after they did put it on the air, then there was all sorts of controversy surrounding it, and it disappeared from many places on the internet. Although some people managed to save it and keep
yeah.
it up there, I don't know. I really don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, exactly. It just doesn't compute. I mean, Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. I mean, that fact that it even got to air, I mean, it was really discombobulating.
Well, you know, I can give you a parallel example of something like that. The Washington Times, published here in Washington by Sun Myung-moon, the Korean cult leader. Now, Moon has been a product. He was a product of the Korean CIA in collaboration with the American CIA and the Rockefeller Empire. And, you know, I mean, this Washington Times is an intelligence operation. And it's firmly in Israel's corner, so much so that it makes the Washington Post sometimes look anti-Zionist, but
right.
but which is hard to do. But and I'm making that's kind of a rhetorical joke. But the point is this: that over the years, even the Washington Times itself, there have been some surprising things that have been published in the Washington Times. And you know, when I sit back and look at it, I say to myself, well, maybe the Israelis actually wanted that information to be out there. You know, I mean, it's like maybe they're just dangling things in front of us, you know, to just show how much power and how much clout they do have. I mean, I'm just speculating now, but
sure.
but you know, your point about Fox News is well taken. There have been some people who have said flat out that it was just a fraud, but evidently the facts about this, I mean, let me put it this way. I know for a fact that, for example, that there were these groups of Israeli agents going around, going into offices and so forth, because this same group, which I realized had been in the Washington, D.C. area, actually showed up at our Liberty Lobby office. They were pretending to be selling paintings. They said they were selling them at a they were supposed to deliver them at a bank around the corner, but the bank didn't want them, so they wondered if we wanted them.
Yeah.
So I got the impression, I was suspicious of it in the first place. I knew these people were Israelis. I sensed that. And I wondered if it was some sort of, at the time, some sort of little training operation. And, of course, I didn't think much more about it. And then later the stories came out, and I said, oh, well, maybe that's exactly what it was. So I don't know, Mike. If you want to hang on for the break, go ahead.
Okay.
This is Michael Collins Piper. We're getting ready to wrap up the hour. Stay tuned for our big finish.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Wrapping up this hour, got Mike from Illinois aboard. Mike brought up the question of the famous Fox News story about group of so-called Israeli art students, groups of Israeli art students who were running around the country in the months and years prior to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And it's thought by many people that these guys may have been following the 9/11 terrorists, the alleged Arab terrorists who were supposedly aboard those planes on 9/11. Mike, you know, it occurred to me, and not just me, but other people have commented on this too, that story by Fox News was, although it had a foundation in truth, I do know that one of the effects that it had was to kind of confuse people and at the same time distract attention from the group or groups of Israelis who were working for a moving company or moving companies in the New York City area and who were seen to be filming the collapse of the World Trade Center. And, you know, since 9-1-1, I have heard more than a few people, well-intentioned but obviously confused, talking about those two stories and combining them into one such that the real story, the real foundation, the real question as to what Israel knew has been lost in the shuffle.
Well, you stated earlier that you think Israel not only knew about 9/11 but actually helped to do it.
Oh, I have no doubt about that in my mind. There's no doubt about it in my mind that Israel didn't just have advanced knowledge, but they were the prime movers behind 9/11, and that they caught the U.S. government by surprise on 9/11. But that there were people obviously in the military and in the civilian military apparatus who played along with them. No question about that.
Well, and of course, my question is, how do you think the Israelis, the Mossad, or whoever, convinced 19 Arabs to do this?
I mean, I think it was done through a cutout by the name of Khalid Mohammed.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, right?
Yeah, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Yes, that's exactly. I think that he was an Israeli operative all along. There's a lot of indications that he and his nephew Ramzi Youssef were working for the Israelis. And I don't necessarily even think that the guys who we are told were on those planes were actually the guys who were on the planes. I think some of them at least were probably substituted by very devout Israelis who were willing to go on a suicide mission to make that all possible.
Well, the only reason I believe that 19 Arabs did it is because I remember when it happened, Barbara Olson's phone call, she told Ted Olson that they're a Middle Eastern man with box cutters, so I don't think she was lying about that. I mean,
there's a lot of people who doubt that Barbara Olson actually made that phone call, but you know what's very, very interesting in regard to Barbara Olson? There was a British publication called I Spy that contained an article suggesting that Barbara Olson was actually a U.S. intelligence operative following those alleged hijackers, and that she herself had no idea when she got on the plane to follow them. That there was a suicide mission underway. So, again, you know, at this point, we can only speculate, but I think that the bottom line of it is that what we were told by the U.S. government in its official report is just a flat-out lie. Okay, well, the hour is winding up. Apologies to those we couldn't bring aboard tonight, but we will be here Monday night, God willing. I'm going to try to get another good night's sleep tonight, and hopefully I will be back in shape. Maybe I'll just drink a bottle of wine tonight, folks. That might knock it out of me. Have a good one, folks. Have a good weekend. Stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger.
With recent internet